Vandals have defaced an election campaign sign belonging to Conservative Party candidate Natalie Vautour near the on-ramp to the Trans-Canada Highway at exit 504 in Sackville. Someone spray-painted the large billboard sign featuring images of Beauséjour candidate Natalie Vautour and Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre with derogatory words and symbols. Two Liberal campaign signs beside the vandalized Conservative sign were left untouched, as was a second Conservative sign near the other Moncton-bound on-ramp. A number of local leaders spoke out against the vandalism on social media, including Tantramar councillor Josh Gauguin.
My initial reaction was kind of a bit shocking because even though you don't agree with certain policies that a political party is doing, it's not right to deface their property. And actually, upon looking into it, it is an actual punishable offense under the elections law.
Media reports from across the country show that election sign vandalism is happening everywhere and affects all parties. Corporal Andrew Painter of the Sackville RCMP says the detachment has not received any reports about the vandalism to date. Complaints can also be filed with the Commissioner of Canada Elections, which is responsible for investigating offences under the Canada Elections Act. Gauguin says he's noticed a heightened level of vitriol online so far during this election campaign.
I think the results from the U.S. has definitely brought a bit more negativity into the whole area. And you're seeing post after post that people are, you know, going after this political party or another one. And it's just, you know, everybody wants to get a word in and it just becomes a huge, huge fight.
Gauguin says he hopes everyone will respect the property of candidates going forward.
You know what, if you don't agree with their policies, just go vote. That's the best way to you know, change things and hopefully make it for the better.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.